Morning, everybody. This is Dave Weiner. I'm coming to you from the beach today. I'm actually literally lying on the beach right now. I've been sitting out here for about 45 minutes. I was lying on my back for the first 45 minutes with lots of suntan oil, and I went swimming, and I was listening to Talk of the Nation on NPR. And now I'm lying on my stomach and getting sun on my back. And maybe you can hear the waves in the background. You can hear a little bit of wind. It's not all that windy today. Since I'm in Florida, on the east coast of Florida, where we're allowed to drive on the beach here, you may hear an occasional car come by every once in a while. You also will hear me tap on the screen of my Archos. I don't know if it's an Archos or an Arcos. I don't know. I'll call it either. I also have a cold today, and it's got a coffee, scratchy, sort of sore throaty sort of thing going on, so I'm sort of like not working too much. I did make the relatively simple change to weblogs.com this morning it was already handling the extended ping functionality. Oh, there are some fire ants crawling around on this. I'm gonna get bit soon. This is really, fire ants are like one of the big bummers. You know, the climate here is just so comfortable. It's just incredibly comfortable. It's like, gotta be maybe 70 degrees right now. And you know, when you got a cold, it's kind of nice just to be able to go bake out in the sun. The only bummer is the fire ants. So I did the weblogs.com thing this morning, which was all that happened. I didn't write this up, but I have to try to remember to write this up, which is that it's not just that, you know, the blogging tool guys should support it, the extended ping, but it's also people like the coders at Technorati or Feedster or PubSub or Findery, Bloggery, those guys now don't have to go for those feeds where we get the RSS URL along with the ping, with the extended ping. You don't have to go hunting around looking for the RSS feed now. So it's kind of nice. It saves a little bit of work and maybe saves a lot of work. And maybe for some guys that don't want to like do the hunting around looking for the stuff, now you can, like, here's another source of some RSS feeds for you. So, there you go. Nice little feature. Another thing I want to do is I have a thing called iPodder.root, which I use to download podcasts. And I'm going to get that thing into shape to release. This is a application that runs inside of Frontier or Radio. Will also run inside of my OPML editor if that ever does actually ship. It's got some nice features, not much of a UI. One of the things I want to do that's sort of like also on my to-do list is to get a standard download for just people who want to like install these tools without like having to understand how to program Frontier. Just want to, hey, you know, I want a nice little sort of faceless iPodder that's going to just put some, you know, podcasts on a folder for me somewhere, maybe on my Archos or Arcos, depending on how you pronounce it, or you can make it work with an iPod too. I mean, that's not a big deal. not that big a deal, at least. And so there you go. So what I want to talk about, other than the things that I already have talked about today, I just listened to Talk of the Nation, and they had a segment on there on KYOU, which is the radio station in San Francisco that's going to, you know, technically speaking, they're not really doing podcasts. I mean, you know, podcasting is sort of like internet technology. It's not really, you know, it's cool to be able to distribute, you know, amateur radio shows that are done on MP3s that are come off the internet and then broadcast them. That's cool, but it's not exactly podcasting, because podcasting implies that you're subscribing to something, and the something that you're subscribing to is an RSS 2.0 feed with enclosures. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this, but you'll hear me tapping, maybe hear me tapping from time to time, because that's how I keep this thing from going to sleep on me. I'm still not sure exactly how that happens or when it happens, so I'm just like, whenever the screen goes blank, I'm going to tap the screen and make it come back. So you'll hear that tap, and kind of sucks. But hey, you know, there are worse things, like, hey, lying on the beach, or hearing somebody lying on the beach and working on my tan while I'm doing a podcast. Hey, you know, there's a soundbite for you. I'm going to submit this one to KYOU. Because, you know, almost all the podcasts that go on there probably are just going to be talking about KYOU. I mean, they had a call-in thing where people said, hey, what would you like to talk about on KYOU? Well, they missed it. I mean, actually, as usual, the callers were so much smarter than the guy on the goddamn show. Oh, my God. He couldn't understand why would somebody do this stuff for free. And, you know, the answer is Neil Conan. Neil, they do it for love. They do it because they love what they're doing. You know, they had a reporter from, I think it was North Dakota, or I was just there. I can't remember. Rapids Fork? Grand Fork? Something like that. North Dakota, South Dakota, one of those places. And it was South Dakota. That's right, because they had just covered, she was a reporter, who had just covered the whole Tom Daschle race and had all these hours of recorded interviews. And she says, well, I'm going to put those things out on a podcast, me and my husband, she said. And Neil Conan couldn't understand. Well, he said, well, I understand why you did the interviews because, you know, somebody was paying you to do it. But I can't understand why you'd put it out as a podcast. And he said, well, because it's fun and because it's interesting. And, you know, hey, come on, Neil. That's a good reason. I mean, why do you go skiing? Why do you hang out at the beach? Why do you drink a beer on a warm Saturday afternoon? Because it's fun and because it's interesting. It makes you feel good. You know, that's why you do stuff. Sure, you do some stuff because it makes money, because it pays. You know, but I guess it's a foreign idea that people would, like, do stuff because, you know, do the stuff that professionals do. I mean, maybe they would even pay to do it, you know? No, it's like, it's fun. It's fun. And it's fun to share things with people and to get to know them and share what you know. I mean, people like to show off and make new friends, and you meet people who like the same things that you do. And that's cool. That's another reason. It's fun, it's interesting, and it's cool. It's cool. We forgot how cool it is. You know, it's cool. I'm going to say it again. It's cool. Or it's cool. Anyway, I'm going to send this up to KYOU, and hopefully they'll play it, because that's all anybody's going to talk about on KYOU is KYOU. And it's cool that they're doing distribution of podcasts. It's cool that the entertainment industry says, hey, we're going to let the people do the programming. That's going to go someplace for sure. Let's just hope that some of those guys actually listen to it. Even if they don't listen to it, we still have the internet. And the internet is great. And we don't need the stinking ads. We don't need the commercial distribution. We don't need the radio stations. And it's okay to do this stuff even if you don't get paid to do it. So, you know, you heard it here. And, of course, you won't just hear it here. It's just, you know, it's the way things work. So, what else we want to talk about? Well, okay, iPodder.root is coming out. I want to do a install thing so people can throw Copy Frontier on their server and run some of these apps that I'm coming out with. There's going to be a backend that does these OPML directories. That's something I want to do. And I've got my PDA version of Scripting News. That's pda.scripting.com. And that's pretty general, so you can use it to, like, do any OPML, any website that comes out in OPML, you can do that with. You can run something like pda.scripting.com. I'm going to make that better over time. I've got some ideas on how to do that. And I don't know, maybe that's about it. Oh, you know, commercials, ads, that seems to be in the air these days. It's okay if Engadget wants to put ads on their podcasts or on their RSS feeds, and so far I'm still subscribed. I haven't unsubscribed to anything, but I've sort of been tempted to do that once or twice. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. Anyway, I wanted to do a podcast from the beach, and this is a 9-minute sort of, like, real quick thing. I'm going to submit this to KYOU, and maybe they'll run some part of it on KYOU. Maybe you're hearing this on the radio, and who wouldn't want to be on the radio in the Bay Area where everybody can hear them? In 10 minutes, that's pretty much got to be a pretty good length for this stuff. So there you have it, coming to you from the beach in the first coast of Florida. This is Dave Weiner. It's I forgot to say, it's April 28th, 2005, and this is Morning Coffee Notes, www.morningcoffeenotes.com/rss.xml. And here comes a car coming by, and the car's coming by. Let's hear, maybe you can hear it. Here he comes. Yeah, and now I'm going to slow down a little bit and talk a little bit more slowly. That was the Fast Talking Dave podcast voice, and oh, fuck it. Let's just keep it fast. So we'll see you all next time. It's been wonderful. Hope you're doing great. Take care. Bye.